Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good buddy Steve Martin being back on the show. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and I don't know what we'd do without him. He is the Profit Pro. He's the guy who's helped us over the years to squeeze an extra penny out of every dime that we make and put it on the bottom line. He's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, and one of the great SCORE volunteers of all time, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Steve. I was telling the audience before you got here, Steve, about how you've helped us look for profit in ways that we probably don't think about it as much. Because, you know, we think of profit, we think about our gross profit, right? You know, how do we figure out how to get more gross profit? And then, you know, that's buy low, sell high, that kind of thing. And that's smart. That's the way to do it. That's the obvious immediate way to look for profit. But there are other little pockets of profit around the business, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And order or disorder is one of those elements that often hides profit or cost tremendously.
Right.
I was sitting in my office here just a few days ago, just taking stock of the year, which has been an excellent year, a lot of activity. And I looked around and I saw some disorder, and I was a little dismayed because we were starting
in your office.
Yeah.
What was there? Like a piece of paper laying on the floor or something for you, Steve? Is that what you call disorder? I'm imagining that you missed the garbage can with a crumpled up piece of paper or something like that.
Oh no, it was four piles of things that maybe I should pay attention to.
Ah, okay.
And typically, I would organize those in order of priority from, it doesn't matter if I look at this ever, to I'd better be working on this right now. And,
right.
And what dismayed me was I have a mix of those things. And
wow.
I'm afraid to admit that some of the higher priority things may have actually slipped through the cracks.
See, when I imagine Steve having disorder, I imagine his paper clips being, you know, jumbled up for some reason.
Well, you give me too much credit, Jimmy.
So you're human after all, Steve. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, lordy, lordy. We're all human, and the reality is that we have typically so many things going on, it's hard to keep them.
Well, that's our problem, isn't it? We got these other humans wanting stuff from us.
Oh, absolutely. So that's the fun of it, or the challenge of it, and the opportunity. And this is a great time of year. We're doing the show near the end of the year. It's time to sit down and talk of what's on the table and what's on the floor, what's lying here and there, and put some order back into it so we can start the year fresh with the organization.
Well, you know, one of the things that I talk about, and I have a column that I kind of republish and update just a little bit every year, is what I call December cleaning. And it's where I talk about, you know, instead of spring cleaning like our grandmother used to do December cleaning and just go around and look at stuff try to start the year off, you know, without all that baggage.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was trying to organize my thoughts for the show, and I was thinking of order and disorder in geographic terms. There's global disorder, there's regional disorder or order, local, home and office, and then personal. And then I was looking at it in three other ways, which is physical disorder, organizational order or disorder, and then personal. And thinking about the organizational regional disorder just brought me back to the government shutdown in October
right.
of this year. And we saw the price of that when our government literally shut down because they could not generate order at an organization.
Boy, that's disorder on an order of magnitude. It's hard to imagine, isn't it?
It really is, Jim. And being a SCORE volunteer, I saw the immediate impact, negative impact on small business.
Mm-hmm.
Small Business Administration loans were way down as a result of the fact they couldn't even get them through the system.
Get them approved. Yep, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
A lot of people were sitting there hoping to get their loan approved so they get the funding for the fourth quarter, and they got put off, and that really hurt. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, and Steve's going to help us. We're going to dive into some of this organizational, local organizational and personal disorder that might be costing us some profits, and get specific with Steve Martin after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.